Keep cool this summer when you shop ceiling fans at Menards. Upgrade your space with a quick install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting. They're loaded with extra features that will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. Plus, they reduce energy costs, helping you save time and money. Save big on our great selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday. I know, it's been a minute since my last episode. Consistency has not been my thing this year when it comes to the podcast. But to be fair, your girl was down bad for the last few weeks. If you catch up with my YouTube vlogs or anything like that, then you know I have been sick for going on, I'm not even kidding, 4 weeks now. I'm barely starting to feel even slightly better. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's in the air, but I realize that I have been sick at least once every single month since this year started. And this is coming from a girlie who rarely ever gets sick. But for some reason this year, it's my immune system has just not been doing what it needs to do. I completely lost my voice. I could not talk at all, which is why there has been a lack of episodes, why I really haven't been yapping on any of my platforms, because I physically could not use my voice. So that was fun. But we're back. My voice is back and I am just so grateful to be here. And today I want to talk about something that I've really been focusing on in my life and is a current hot topic of the moment. And that's all about getting your whimsy back, how to create a more whimsical life. I actually just posted a TikTok/Instagram reel today talking a little bit about getting my whimsy back. It was kind of a snippet of what we will be chatting about in today's episode. I know this topic has been trending for a while now, but I genuinely think there is a reason why so many people are trying to add more whimsy into their life, tap into more whimsical energy, romanticize their life a little bit more. And we're going to get into all of that in today's episode. But if you are someone who has been feeling like life has been feeling a little too serious, or it feels like you're living the same day over and over, and you're just so focused on your responsibilities and work, family, and the never-ending to-do list, and you've stopped doing the things that bring you joy, this episode is definitely for you. My intentions with today's episode is to hopefully inspire you to add more whimsy into your life. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would so appreciate if you could rate, give the podcast a 5-star review, or send this episode to anyone who you think may enjoy today's conversation. That is all I really have to say. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. Okay, I'm going to skip my Sunday sip segment of the week this week. If you're new here, my Sunday sip segment is basically where I share my high and low from the previous week. I think it's pretty obvious what my lows have been these last few weeks, and my high is definitely getting back to myself, feeling healthy again, and all that. But I want to get into why I personally think everyone is craving more whimsy in their life, and I want to start off by saying I have absolutely no data to back this up, but I genuinely think that the reason why everyone is suddenly talking about getting their whimsy back or make life more whimsical is because for a lot of us, life has started to feel a little too serious. I think a lot of us have also begun to lose some of our whimsy due to adulthood. And if we're keeping it real, I think a lot of us are just tired, not just physically tired, but emotionally tired, mentally tired, tired of feeling like it's one thing after another. All the energy we have goes to our responsibilities and work and taking care of ourselves. And that's fair, I think. As we get older, we have more responsibilities and our priorities do begin to shift. But for me, and this is just like a sidebar, one of the reasons I feel nostalgic about my early 20s specifically is because life felt so much more carefree during that era. Now listen, you cannot pay me to relive my 20s, but I do miss how carefree my early 20s felt. I remember just waking up excited about life. I felt like anything could happen. I was very creative, ambitious, and just really went for whatever it was that I wanted, and I was constantly romanticizing my life. life. That's not to say there weren't negative parts about being in my early 20s, but life didn't feel as heavy or serious as it does now that I'm in my early 30s. And as I've gotten older, I feel like I've lost a little bit of that whimsicalness. And I don't know about you, but I am absolutely done with letting adulthood steal any more of my whimsy. And I've kind of been on a mission to get my whimsy back, make life more whimsical while still being a productive, responsible adult. I don't think it's like one or the other. For such a long time, I've had this perception of what it means to be a responsible adult. But now that I'm an adult myself, I realize I can be responsible, have my life together, do my routines, my habits, but I can also at the same time be whimsical, not take life so seriously, have more fun, be more carefree. Like, it doesn't have to be one or the other. So when I think about what it means to be whimsical, I don't think it's about a specific aesthetic or dressing or acting a certain way. I truly believe it comes down to three things, and that's your mindset, your energy, and your perspective on life. When I think about the energy of what it means to be like a whimsical person, I think of someone who has a certain lightness to them, carefreeness about them, someone who's able to experience joy even when things aren't perfect, someone who's creative, curious, just full of life, and someone who's constantly finding reasons to be happy. And I think aside from that, being whimsical starts with being your truest and most authentic self. Being whimsical is being true to your style, your likes, your dislikes, your hobbies, your interests. And I think the more that you lean into what you actually enjoy and who you actually are, and you stop worrying about whether you're being perceived as cool or productive or impressive to other people, that is when you really tap into your whimsical energy and when life starts to feel more whimsical. So I want to share some things that I'm doing to add more whimsy in my life. These are habits, mindset shifts that I've made, just little things that I'm doing in my life to make it more whimsical. And the first thing that I've been doing is adding my personal touch to my belongings. And I know that sounds really random, but I have always loved those scenes in movies or even TV shows where a woman pulls out her planner and it's like covered in stickers and notes and little doodles and memories, and everything just feels so personal and unique to her. And I have always just admired that and loved that. And I've been leaning into that by making the things in my everyday life feel a little more personal, like my agenda, my planner, especially with the mundane things. It makes it so much more whimsical and fun. Another thing that I've been doing is learning to not take life too seriously. Yes, of course, there will be moments and seasons where life does feel a little bit more serious. You know, life isn't always going to feel like a vacation. We all have responsibilities. Things happen in life, heartbreak, grief, financial issues. That's all part of real life. But not every single inconvenience or challenge needs to become this huge crisis that you freak out over. You know, maybe you make a mistake at work, or your plans didn't go accordingly, or your first date didn't go well. Yes, those things can suck in the moment and you're allowed to feel whatever you need to feel, but you don't need to stay stuck in that space or ruminate. I think there's something very whimsical about being able to laugh things off and say that wasn't ideal and, you know, move on from it. Of course, some situations are a lot more serious than others, but I am more so talking about those moments in life that are really not a big deal that we tend to make a bigger deal than it is. I think one of the greatest gifts that we can give ourselves is learning not to make every little thing such a big deal, not take life too seriously, and being able to move on from things quickly. Another thing that I'm doing to make life feel more whimsical is noticing the little things. I think the core of being whimsical is being able to notice the little things, like a beautiful sunset or your iced latte being the perfect color, getting a good parking spot, you know, hearing your favorite song when you're out. Those moments are happening around us all the time, and if we stop to actually notice them, life becomes so much more whimsical. So something that I'm doing to protect my whimsy is being mindful around people who try to kill your whimsy. I'm pretty sure I've said this before, but I believe that the quality of our life is based on our own beliefs, our mindset, and our perception. And sometimes people try to project their own beliefs and perceptions onto you. And it's really important to be mindful of that. Don't let people try to kill your whimsy, because they will if you let them. And I have a perfect example of this and why it's so important to be mindful when people try to project their beliefs or their negativity onto you. So this happened a while ago. I want to say it happened like last year or so, but I was going out to dinner with some people. I am someone who notices the little things, and as we were walking to dinner, I couldn't help but notice how beautiful the sunset looked that evening. So I stopped to take a picture of it, because what else do you do when you see a beautiful sunset? But one of the people I was with looked at me in such confusion and was like, "What the F are you doing?" Like they did not understand what I was doing. They were so confused, so perplexed, and kind of gave me like a nasty attitude about it. And I tried to explain how, oh, you know, the sunset was so pretty and I wanted a photo of it. And they simply could not comprehend why I would stop to take a picture of the sky, because in their world, they don't see the beauty in the little things. No tea, no shade. But this person that I'm referring to is not a very happy person in general. They're not someone who like sees the glass half full or focuses on the positive or, you know, tries to be grateful for the little things. They're someone who often complains a lot and focuses on the negative and is generally not a happy person. In a moment like that, it is so easy to let someone dim your light or kill your whimsy. And it's so important in those moments to not let that happen. I personally did not let that comment affect me or make me feel dumb or silly or anything like that, because I knew what was happening. I knew that they were just projecting and that they perceive the world a certain way, so they can't understand or comprehend how I see things, and that's okay. That's not my job to explain. It's not my job to make people understand. And I say all this to say, if you enjoy dressing up, don't let people tell you you're doing too much. Or if you like a certain band and other people find it weird, who cares? This is your world. In your world, you can make it as whimsical as you like and be so intentional with protecting your whimsy in this life. Another thing that I'm doing to add more whimsy in my life is using my free will more and following my impulses, but within reason, of course. I think, you know, that's a great way to add more whimsy into your life, because I don't know about you, but there have been times when I've had an idea about something or wanting to do something, and then immediately I start listing all the reasons why I shouldn't do it. You know, I tell myself like, oh, that's not necessary, or that's silly, or that'll be a waste of money. But I also think that some of the most pivotal moments in life and the best memories come from following our impulses. Not every decision or thing that we do needs to have like a 5-year plan attached to it. Sometimes you can do something simply because it sounds fun or because you want to. And that's definitely something I'm trying to do better at, not overthinking things and just doing them, going for them, and not feeling like it has to have a deeper meaning other than I feel like doing this or I feel like going here, and just using my free will more. Another big thing that I'm focusing on to add more whimsy in my life is intentionally focusing on the good in my life. And I am so guilty of this, but how often do we talk about what went wrong versus what went right, or complain about what we don't like instead of talking about what we do? I am a firm believer in whatever we consistently focus on expands in our life. If you spend all day looking for problems, you will find more problems. But if you start looking for what is working in your life, what is beautiful, what brings you joy, what you're grateful for, you will find more of that as well. And I really don't mean to sound toxic positive right now. As someone who's kind of been having a little bit of a harder season, I can also say that even in difficult seasons, there are still good moments. There are still things to be grateful for. There's still joy to be experienced. And I think whimsy is choosing to notice them, choosing to focus on the good, even when life isn't perfect, even if you're going through a hard season. The next thing I'm doing, I feel like I always mention this whenever I just talk about like romanticizing your life, but it's because it's truly helped me stop ruminating and enjoy my life more. And it's always having something planned, something to look forward to every single day, every week, every month. It can be as simple as a workout class, a coffee date, having a self-care night, or as big as, you know, going on a trip or a vacation. I don't really care. But one thing about me, I am always going to have something planned, something to look forward to, because that is what makes life worth living. And the next thing that I'm doing to add more whimsy in my life is to be more high effort in my own life. So I don't know if you guys have heard the term high effort mom. If you haven't, it's basically a mom who really invests in raising her children well. You know, she's the type of mom to go above and beyond for her kids, to make their life feel magical and special, who's very supportive of their needs and growth and celebrates them. And I think that we all need to tap into that energy of being like a high effort mom, but being that in our own lives, if that makes sense. Especially if you're someone who never really got that growing up, I think it's important we give that to ourselves by being high effort in our own lives. And to me, that looks like, you know, investing in myself, celebrating my accomplishments, no matter how small they might be, making life feel magical and special, and not waiting until like the holidays or special occasions for that. Other ways that I'm choosing to be high effort in my own life are getting dressed up even if I'm not doing anything special, romanticizing a random weeknight just because, you know, using my nice things and really showing myself that I and my life are worth putting effort in. Another thing that I've been doing recently is indulging in all the nostalgic things like music, style, certain activities. I don't know, lately I found myself indulging in things that I used to really enjoy when I was younger, like listening to certain music or watching certain TV shows, doing old hobbies that I used to love. Something about those things just feels very comforting to me, but it also brings me back to a time when I think life felt more whimsical and carefree. But that's been another way that I've been adding more whimsy into my life. Another thing that I have been doing is creating special rituals in my life. So, for example, my partner and I have a Sunday ritual where every single Sunday, we get dressed up and we go to our favorite coffee shop to reconnect and reflect and plan for the upcoming week. And it's something that we both look forward to every single week. And I just think having a special ritual, whether that's with yourself or others, just makes life so whimsical and gives you something again to look forward to. And I thought I had more listed out, but I guess not. So these are all the things that I'm currently focusing on doing, mindset shifts that are helping me add more whimsy into my life. I hope that this episode inspires you to do the same. Before we end off this episode, I do have a few journal prompts for you. The first is, what does being whimsical look and feel like for me? And then how can I add more whimsy into my life? But that is all I have to say for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If this episode resonated with you in any way, I'd love to hear what you're doing to add a little more whimsy into your life lately. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. And with that being said, I will see you Sunday.